Okay, we back here at Straight No Chaser with the Queen. Follow your girl Tina Berry, Straight No Chaser with the Queen, on Instagram and YouTube. Be prepared for our new channel that's coming out, Black Love Soldier. So we are here talking about debt and how things will or not change with Biden. We just think that the Democrats are going to go back to letting China flood in here, and then we're going to be having Chinese products and stuff. We're going to be going back to the undercover racism that goes on, where how we all in debt, how is America constantly in debt? They just produced trillions of dollars during these pandemics, and we as Americans all over, especially the poor, everybody got $1,000 or something, and built businesses that has already making millions of dollars, and they're getting millions on top of millions. Now go ahead.
I was finna say, you thought you got $1,000 or $1,200, but actually, that's just a loan they gave you. The dollar's worth nothing when you think about it. Why would if we're in debt, why we keep printing money?
But how do we come in debt? How can all Americans say, how can these, excuse me, white people actually say we're in debt?
Right.
When the fuck we're poor, and they only use us to keep pushing out the money while they spend it, splurge it, do what the fuck they want. We don't get to enjoy America. We don't get to enjoy vacations. We don't get to enjoy everything. There's things going on in the world that we haven't laid eyes on. I ain't gonna say never, because they not gonna curse me. They're doing stuff with money we would never think about.
Right now, as we speak, they making money. The presses are running. Presses are running. Back in the days, every dollar used to be backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what is it backed by?
The government made everybody turn their gold in. That's why white people always think somebody robbing from them. They rob for themselves. They made them turn all their gold in. And that's when they put the Fort Knox. But that's why they keep acting. Everybody want to say Fort Knox, because America was this place before these corrupt racist motherfuckers really got in. Because at one point, they were already racist. But at one point, that generation was merging with black people. We don't understand the brutality of black people came after Jim Crow. So they put everybody money up, but yet we were working for stuff. And America has stole the white Americans' money, and they've stole the black Americans' lives through labor and stuff. And who owes debt to who? All of these white people live in other countries. Their heritage is traced. If people don't really understand, like Trump, his family is not from here.
Nope.
Most of these people are not from here. They're not born here. They represent America, because America was Europe. They sent their prisoners here, and then they brought the black slaves here, and then the black people that were already here. So the thing about it is that this place, people don't understand, this is like a heart. This is where they pumps out the money. Everybody else, Europe and everybody else, the America put it where the American dollar is the number one dollar over all countries. Right. And people don't understand, this is the place, this is just like a big work plantation. This is where all the money, but the actual people who enjoy the money live in Europe.
Right.
And they come here and they have houses here, but they own islands and stuff. This is where all these, where's the debt going to? Because America's streets are ran down.
The Vatican.
Not just the Vatican, all over. I'm talking about the white families that's have lineage to Europe. When our people that have lineage to Africa and all that, we're all in debt all over. And basically, I'm saying, where's all the money being pumped to?
It's being pumped back to them.
That's basically what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? They make money off of us, off of the little people.
And then they say, like they gave each other all of this money. When the stimulus came, we got $1,000. Some of everybody didn't even get that. And they run around saying they gave $1 trillion. When we see that they took millions, the businesses that was already making $1 million was getting more of millions in dollars. And it makes no sense. This makes no sense the way we live in America. And then they sit here and kill us in the streets, allow their cops to do this, all the white people basically benefit. I don't care about the poor white people. They don't they suffer, but the difference is 90% of the white people are rich, right? 10% are poor, right? So when you come down to the inner guts of America, poor 90% of black people are poor, right? 90% of black people are poor, 90% of white people are rich. So that group of poor people, which is now merging in with the middle class, that group of poor people now live among each other and work among each other, right? So that group of poor people think that there's no racism because you see society, little communities of poor whites. But in the end, 90% of us, the majority of us, are poor. That 10% of blacks that's making it, they blend in with the 90% of whites. So to them, it seems like, oh, they made it, you should. But they don't understand the scale ain't balanced. If the scale were balanced, it should be 90% black rich, got money too, just like the whites.
Oh, it's never been balanced. I mean, the scale's never been balanced.
But you see what I'm saying about how it looks like everybody is suffering. I can say even 80%, even 30%. If 30% of the white people are poor, so they blend in with that 90% of black people that are poor. And it looks like it's a mixture of all of us struggling. But what we don't look at behind scenes is that in general, their race is thriving.
Right.
And they're the ones that spending these trillions. But we don't get none of that. They always say that we're in debt and we're not spending it. Again, give it another shout out to Straight No Chaser with the Queen. That's STR, the number 8, Straight No Chaser with the Queen. Follow me on YouTube, Instagram, like and share. You can follow me here.
Let me ask this question. This is what's been on my mind. If we so much in debt and we make our own money, I mean, shouldn't we be able to pay all our debt off because we make our money? Or is our money just worthless to other countries?
No, our money is the number one dollar in other countries. But what it is that China and all these other countries are using our money and building their societies. And now their value of money is going up.
What's the value of our money, though?
It's like we used to be...
Is the value on credit? Is it credit or word of mouth? Like I said, it used to be backed by gold. What is it backed by now?
Us? It was backed by slaves.
It was backed by us.
Yeah. And they had the sugar cane. They had Jamaica on a promise note. Yes.
I promise I'll pay.
But see, what you're missing, baby, is that they used the sugar cane. See, they got their hands in every part of the world. You don't remember that show where we seen them Jamaicans and they were saying, like, when we go on these vacations and go on the Sandals, how they got these places in other countries. That's how they're generating money out of everybody. We steal the slaves. We just being hidden behind businesses.
I understand. What is the dollar backed by now, though? That's what I'm saying.
It's backed by the industries, the corporations. That's why I said we steal slaves, because that's why they keep us in the underbelly of America so we can get the low end jobs to run their $1 billion and $1 million companies. But it's falling because we're getting tired. That's why they keep us discouraged from being business owners and keep us discouraged. And if you don't have a vision, don't know what the good life is, really, you will never strive for it. They keep us discouraged so that we can keep working their cheap ass jobs and buying their cheap ass shit and stuff and they cheap ass shit from other countries. So basically it's just a hidden rule. And then in other countries, black people are just as poor. So in other countries, in America, the only thing about America, they the least racist. I say this because we got to get minimum wage. We got law. Over there, they use the children, the mama, and everything.
Right.
But they don't have nothing but us. That's why they give us birth certificates.
So basically what you're saying, the people, we back the dollar.
Yes. They act like it's not, just like the slavery backed the dollar before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So we back the dollar. We make the value of the dollar.
Yes.
And that's what they base it upon. That's why we're still, like I said, that's why they still print money as we speak.
Yeah, and that's why they want to keep, and they don't, look at this, I don't know if people, that's why they print money and want to know birth certificates and social security cards so they can see how many slaves they got. Right. Okay. Because when the slavery so-called ended, you remember they had to pay, they paid Britain, British, the French, everybody paid so much to their slave owners who had to give up their slaves. So if the slaves was worth so much back then, how much is it worth now? So just like they count their slaves, they count their people. That's why they want to do this. And they say the census so they can see what's in the area and what they what money they need to give back to the people that they done robbed. How much is it, they like they get all the money. They just want to census to see how much we going to give back to the people we keep poor.
But the Federal Reserve.
While we spend trillions making a yacht don't have to cost $1 million. But because they got the power and they do it, they charge these ridiculous inflation fees.
And what's crazy, the Federal Reserve is not a part of the government.
No. No. It's not part of the government.
The Federal Reserve and the
IRS. The IRS is like, people have to think of America. It was set up as a business.
Yes, it's crazy.
Everybody had their business. The Federal Reserve came in because it didn't have money. They were producing money through slavery. And if I'm not mistaken, the Federal Reserve came in to manage the money because that family had gave all this money to go ahead and front America. Because even though they had the slaves, the work was being produced out, but it wasn't all produced yet. They were setting up America.
The United States actually buys the money from the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and we could get rid of them because and the IRS.
Right, exactly.
We could manage our own money. Once America first started taking money,
they're not a part of the government.
Once
it's
America
separate entities.
Yeah, once they first started taking money from their own people, they've been doing it ever since. When they made the people turn their gold in, look that up. I forgot who was it. Which president made them turn all their gold and their gold notes and their notes and stuff in and the citizens, and they put it all in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
It's a mess. All right.
You looking it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. Hold on. Say something. Introduce yourself, baby. Or just what else you want to say while I'm looking up this?
Yeah, this is BLS, the Black Love Soldier, coming back at you. You know what I'm saying? We just promote black love and positiveness. And as Al Green said, for all our black couples and Nubian couples, let's stay together. BLS, signing off.
You ain't signing off. We finna look up this Federal Reserve.
Sign it back in.
See, they say the Federal Reserve System, also often referred to, see, this is why I say the Federal Reserve, or simply the Fed, or the Central Bank of the United States. It was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. So, Congress created this. How does it? It plays on how it operates. They claim, you know, they're gonna suit it up to make it seem like it's supposed to be safer when they the ones robbing. The same people who control the central bank is the same people who say inflation. These are the same people who get the banks to repossess the car and make other little banks. They repossess the car and refinance that car for the same amount, leave it on your credit so you can pay it all off again. And that car really be inflated already when you buy it. Then the next person get it and they owe $10,000. If that get repossessed, the next person get it. So they be done made almost $500,000 on a car that ain't even worth but $10,000.
Don't quote me on this. I don't know if this is a fact or theory, but I heard this, that actually when you pay your federal income tax, you're actually paying back the Federal Reserve for printing the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people say you don't have to pay federal tax.
Congress is over it, so that's why they get to control and print the money when they want, and then they leave us out. That's why they don't never want us to have no control. That's why they don't want us to have no control, because they don't want us to know what they're doing.
I gotta look at this.
keep us poor, then we don't have to work for them. And then they really have to work hard for themselves if they needed to. They don't want us to work for them. I mean, they don't want us to own our own. They want us to work for them so that they children and children could be comfortable. Enough is enough. You looking up something, baby? Again, like I said, follow your girl, Straight No Chaser with the Queen, on YouTube, Instagram, right here. Listen to my podcast here. I can go a little harder here and on YouTube. So, you know, you talking to someone?
I was. We can sign off because I can't get in contact
with them. Okay, we were going to have a guest. We can't get in contact with them. Again, like I said, how do the poor in America have to take in that, okay, we're in debt together? And then they put this reflection on us and say, oh, all these poor people, this much went to Medicaid, this much went here. Not even $1 trillion. It's not even, it's only billions that went towards the people. You're supposed to take care of your people. But yet, the trillions went to rich, greedy-ass white people. And that's just the truth. So, y'all have a beautiful, blessed day. Like I said, go check out my YouTube page.
We're going to talk about Obama when we come back next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about this election when we find out who the president is again.
I just want to establish a fact that, you know, a lot of people say we had a black president. But really, when you think about it, Obama, he was 50% black or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He had a white mama. Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people saying, you know, he didn't do a lot for the black people, which he didn't. But think about this. Think about who he was influenced by. You know, he was influenced by his mama. He was like touring, so, you know, that's why he was neutral. He didn't do too much to step on white people's feet. He didn't step on black people's feet. Mm-hmm. He trying to stay neutral. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, really, when you think about it, we ain't really had no foundational black American as a president, when you really think about it. That's been through the struggle with a black...
That we can understand. Right. You can't understand how it feels to be trapped in poverty trapped in the projects every day. And then we have people who are not fully black. And when we mean black, meaning not just looking like us, not just having two parents. Hell, a white woman, if his mama was struggling through the projects and not just the projects, the streets, or really struggled and everything with him, with... you really, she still have it good because the black woman was made to have to imitate herself as the white woman. The white woman was always able to be herself. So that's a whole nother thing when you have to walk around this world and look at the people, your kings and queens praise another race. And then you have to look in the mirror, and the only way to be accepted is to be something you know you can never be. We'll never be a white woman. So that's why people who have mixed people and then a white man, they never have to go through what a black man go through.
Because they can play both sides.
Exactly. A white man can never go through what a black man go through because that's, you know, you just can't compare it. So if you're a white parent, whether you have a mixed child or not, it still don't equal. That's why, we say foundational black American.
He can't get it from his daddy's side, he can go to his mama's side and get it from his grandpa.
And even if they're left out, we're talking about the struggle that's put on people because of the color of our skin and that we went through. And that we see that today, our people have never been able to benefit off of the American dream, but had to help build it. And that's the foundational black people we're talking about. Because you got Jack Daniels. You know that white man didn't create it. It's all out there. But yet, he's still making billions of dollars off of something that they stole. White people have stole black ideas. They stole everything. And they still get the benefit. And they still get to punish us and judge us.
The American dream, that's what it is, y'all. Y'all ain't listen to the statement. They want it to be just a dream for us. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't say achieving the American dream. It's the American dream. It's just a dream. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Only they can have it. Live the life. And you should say the American life. Don't say the dream. Live the life. We live the dream every day. Because you dream to be better than... You dream to have what they got to have. So, you know, they live the life that you want to have, basically. That every humans want to have, be successful.
Yep. So we just
don't get it twisted.
We want.
That is what it is.
The government purposely left us out of opportunity. They purposely passed laws like Jim Crow and stuff that targeted people who looked like us. Other people were not ship making ways. Dark skinned people weren't making ways to get to America to be treated like slaves. They were being held hostage over in Jamaica. And Haitians were the only ones who fought back and won. So now Haitians were punished. Why? That's why they so poor, because of the trade agreements and the way that everything is put in place. Black people have always been punished for standing up to wanting to be human, because white people, in their mind, they want black people to be in a certain place where it makes them comfortable in life. So again, thank you for tuning in. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Straight No Chaser with the Queen, and we'll be back for more. Y'all have a beautiful, blessed day. Beautiful, melanated, original, whatever you respectfully call yourself, people.